مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Mirkus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our fiqh program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 2nd of Jumad al-Ula, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, and that is the 16th of November 2023. Our topic today will be on Gaza, focusing on Palestine and other issues surrounding it. Our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh is with us. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معزيد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
مفتي صاحب, with regards to the updates of Gaza, can مفتي صاحب please share it with us?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us get 2-3 things right in perspective first, and then we go on with our lesson. So many people are sending out a message, and to send out that message is absolutely haram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوى مقعده من النار. Whosoever lies against me deliberately, intentionally, he or she must reserve their seat there in Jahannam and in the hellfire. This hadith is mutawatir, meaning that you will find it in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, and in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. So therefore, the meaning of it is, when you lie against me deliberately, then prepare your seat in Jahannam. So we know that today is the second. You must remember of what we will say, Jumad al-Ula. So yesterday was the first, and globally, internationally. So people started saying that man bashara ahadan bi Ramadan and all that, then harrama Allahu alayhi an-nar and what, all lies all this. Who is the first person to give glad tidings to another person about Ramadan, then Jahannam will be haram upon him, or he will enter Jannah, and they attribute this to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is maudu, is fabricated, is lies, is spurious. So I can't make it more clear than that. Absolutely haram it is. You must be very, very careful what you attribute to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-ithmu alayya laysa ka-kithbin ala ahadin. When you lie against me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not lying against anybody else. You're putting yourself in Jahannam already. So, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all that, I know your intention might be good and noble intention, but that does not justify the action. I told you the law which Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi mentioned in his book Al-Halal wal-Haram in Islam, the lawful and the unlawful or the prohibited in Islam. In the beginning, he's got a wonderful muqaddama introduction. Good intentions does not justify haram actions. Always remember that law there. So today, we are attributing so many lies to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and it's very, very serious. So whenever you see a hadith or something, you should be very, very circumspect and very, very careful regarding those issues there. And remember, you can't just be forwarding to, in Arabic you say, kullu man habba wa dabba. In English, in Urdu, you say, harkas wa nakas. In English, you say, everything Dick and Harry or everything Doc and Mary, you understand? So you must remember, it's not permissible, these things here. Yeah? So that was very important. Okay, let me give you what is breaking here in our news, you understand? So you must remember, Hamas denies its political leader met with Iran's Khamenei in Tehran. So you must remember that this Westerners and this Israeli media will make so many stories and so many lies and so forth and so on. So you must remember, I sent out this one here. You must remember, ex-Israeli soldier quickly destroys the Western narrative about the 7th of October and so forth. He says that Israel, America, all of them were so humiliated. So all this what you are saying, you must remember, is that what you will call revenge. It's nothing else but revenge. Now, if you've been to Aqsa, this is from the Quds News Network. Israeli police and settlers are in the Armenian quarter. Now, you should know these things here. Number one is, when you look at Al-Aqsa, Mubarak, remember, you have the Muslim quarter, then you have the Jewish quarter, then you have the Christian and the Armenian and so forth. So they want to steal all these portions already. Now trying to confiscate Palestinian land, claiming that they have permission from an Israeli court. You see, today it's fair game for them. West Bank also, you must remember, they feel they can do what they want to because the world's attention is this side here. Then, following a brief statement by Abu Ubaidah, Al-Qassam Brigade released a new video showing a number of Israeli tanks and other military vehicles being directly hit by Palestinian resistant missiles and shells. I send it also out. Then, Gaza gas is worth $500 billion, and everybody wants it. Where there is oil, there is turmoil. And where there is gas, there is always a big mess. So you must remember that. So you should know all these things here. Then comes Fox News reporter who has been accompanying the Israeli military in its offenses, is reported, desert at Al-Shifa Hospital. This comes following news that Israeli forces have broken into the hospital again and started bulldozing its southern entrance. Israeli forces had broken into Shifa Hospital last night in a 12-hour-long operation in which they carried out digging operations before publishing footage that failed to prove its claim that Hamas used the hospital for military purposes. Now, this is Fox News, right? So you must remember that no hostages found. Why Netanyahu wants to storm Al-Shifa? So you must remember this. So all this because you must remember that he wants to prolong it, because his time is up and down. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh tells Jazeera reporter Fadi Mansour, U.S. is not present in Gaza at all, but at the same time, it's collective information proving that the Palestinian resistance use hospitals for military purpose. You see how they lie. Then this one here was the best one. Israeli accounts published a video claiming that it shows Israeli forces in Hamas tunnels. This video is actually taken from another video of an old transmitter facility in Sweden. So see how they're lying and so forth here. And thereafter, I want to speak of that one there, about, you know, that two people there in Saudi Arabia were detained and so forth. So one is they were making dua for Palestine and that. So I think that all of you all know about it. Remember that Hamas made such a wonderful, generous offer, said, we will give you 70 of these hostages, women, children, and give 5-day ceasefire or pause, whatever you want to call, truce or what. That also was rejected, you must remember, by these people here. And remember, Mercedes donates 1 million euros to Israel. So they are there in German, so you know all these things here. So you must remember, it's always what they want to, you know, say and so forth. Anyway, let's just go now to the Haaretz newspaper and see what they have to say then. And then I'll look at other news. 6 wounded, 1 critically in Jerusalem checkpoint shooting attack, 3 gunmen killed. Alhamdulillah, some jutlas were injured. This is day 41. So families of the hostage marching to Jerusalem to comfort mourners at home of fallen soldiers who was killed in Hamas captivity. So you must remember they are marching and so forth from there, that is Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You should know that we went up that route many times. So it's 75 kilos plus minus. Siren sound in northern Israel, IDF due to attacks in Lebanon. German Interior Ministry's search of 54 objects related to Islamic Center in Hamburg in seven federal states. So the whole world, remember now, they will look for Palestinians and Muslims and so forth. See here, 8 wounded in shooting attack in Jerusalem checkpoint. One of them in critical condition, 3 gunmen killed on the scene. Very good. Alhamdulillah, as long as they injure the jutlas, they kill them, we say Alhamdulillah. One jutla less, one harami less, we say openly on the X on Twitter, let the jutlas haramis freck. If you don't understand what that means, it means let them die like dogs. You must remember that. We have no sympathy, no empathy for them. West warns Israel, Gaza war, they got a, we must say Gaza war, harming our relationships with the relations with the Arab world. So now they're only interested in their money and all these things. This is a war crime. For Israel, the raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital is a firm message to Hamas. What firm message? It's a sound of cowardice and so forth. You must remember that. So, if Israel aspires to life, it must change its approach to Palestinians. Is Israel abiding by international law in Gaza? That's a comical question, you all know that. Israel's Gideon Levy writes, Israel's next surprise is coming from the West Bank. Gideon Levy writes, the next surprise for Israel is coming from the West Bank. So, Likud MK, member of the Knesset, enraged with Netanyahu, who says government's days are numbered. See, slowly the government of Israel, the Likud run by BB, so remember, is already crumbling. You must remember that. Look at this donkey. There's no other word to call for him. Biden, Joe Biden, the donkey, Joe Biden, the genocide donkey. Despite criticism, Biden insists Israel's war won't end until Hamas destroyed. So you can't destroy Hamas, because you must remember, in the word of Khalid Mishal, what he said? He said, as long as, you must remember, there is one Palestinian child still there, so you must remember, that person will always fight till the last drop. And that is what you are doing. You are entrenching that, in fact. You must remember that. They are seeing what you are doing in Gaza. They are seeing what you are doing to their parents and so forth. The first time, you must remember, they get a chance, a knife or a gun, they'll shoot any jutla they get, or they'll stab him, and we will say Alhamdulillah, we make no bones about these type of things. Yes, we must remember. Modi unveils $2 billion for farmers ahead of elections. So that's what you call a sweetener. You must remember that, because the farmers are up in arms. So now they bribe them up with $2 billion ahead of the elections. So you must remember that. Okay, pro-Palestine protesters disrupt Canadian Prime Minister's dinner. So Trudeau also, he said that Israel are baby killers. And Israel is very mad, but that will still not satisfy the Palestinians, you must remember. Israel accuses Turkey of supporting terrorism, because you must remember Erdogan said that they are a terrorist state, and this guy, he said we must erase him, you must get rid of him immediately. So you must remember, Iran tells Hamas it won't enter a war with Israel. Didn't I tell you? I told you Shias are pakka kafirs. Always they will stab the Sunnis in the back. Before, what they used to say, we will go and bomb Israel, we will send it back to the Stone Age, all this year. Writers write, Reuters, whatever you call them, Iran tells Hamas it won't enter a war with Israel. So remember, pro-Palestinian protests are ignored by the Western elite, and it may be a fatal mistake, so you must remember that. Israel's security, Africa's awakening, end of Western dominance, main takeaways from Lavrov's interview. So we must know all these things. France calls for the arrest of Bashar Assad. Can you believe that? You are the guilty party. You occupied, you must remember, Algeria for 130 years. You occupied Tunisia for 75 years, you haramis. You raped, you plundered, you murdered, you killed. You must be paying, you must remember, millions and billions and zillions of dollars. Israeli demolishes Gaza parliament, and they took a big photo and that, like they conquered World War II or something. UN issues Gaza water warning, or 70% of Gaza does not have water. Allah will inshallah help them. US secretly boosting weapons supplies to Israel, Bloomberg. So it shows Israel is a terror state, Erdogan. So all this here we got here, you see. Israel and Hamas considering child for child swap, media. So that is Netanyahu rejects Trudeau's claim Israel kills children. So you see that? So all this here you must remember. West failed to turn the world against Russia. There's Lavrov and so forth. So many things going on at the same time, you must remember. Thousands demand ceasefire in Gaza ahead of Biden and Xi Jinping's meeting there. But remember that America are the haramis there. Washington doesn't want to stop Israel. You see that, Lavrov? So that is, you must remember where they stand. And then the U.S. courts clears Trump for White House run. So next year, 2024, it looks like Trump will be back in power. So because he's beating everybody on both sides. His own party, Republicans, the GOP. GOP means the grand old party, the very old party. Therefore, they call it GOP. Or the Democrats is beating Biden or whoever else is going to come in. So it shows that is what's happening in the world today.
Mufti Saab, the Jews say that Muslims are anti-Semite. What is the meaning of anti-Semitism and what is our response to the Jews?
You must remember that these kind of things is you need to go to the original history. So when you heard Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, so you must remember, just to digress for a minute, if you study the Bible and you study Genesis, Allah forbid, so you will see that they speak of Noah and sleeping with his own daughters and committing incest, Allah forbid. 100% blasphemous, 100% kufr, and then they want to say this is the word of Jesus or the word of God. So 100% lies. Story time. When we were in Newcastle, so then some brothers said, we want to work in the township. I said, very good. I said, Sundays you must pick me up. We'll go there, spend 1, 2, 3 hours, whatever the case is. So alhamdulillah, it started picking up momentum. If you know Newcastle, you have like 2 townships. One is called Madadeni, one is called Oziswani. And then when it picked up momentum, then we built like a, you know, everybody put some money and we put some like a musalla, Jamaat Khana, musalla, like that. So one brother's house, we just extended it. So one Sunday when we went there, about 3-4 of us, this bishop, this priest were there. You know, the thumping Bibles, you see, the Bible thumpers, we call them. And they're coming and teaching, and so our guy's very upset. So I said, just keep quiet and just don't say anything. I'll handle it. So when he was finished, so I asked him, you finished? He said, yes. So now it was like a Zulu Bible. So I said, bring it to me. So I gave it to one Muslim youngster, young guy, maybe 12, 15, but under in that age group, you know. Maybe he just got baligh or so. So I told him, open Genesis. Then he opened. Genesis is right in the starting. I told him, open the story of Noah. You understand? So he opened. I said, read there. So he started reading, and then he started shaking his head like that. Haziko, Haziko, Haikona, Haikona, like that. Can't be. A small youngster, maybe not even baligh or just got baligh and mature, even he is shaking his head, this can't be true. You ask any person of any faith, any domination, denomination, any religion, that can you sleep with your sister? Can your father sleep with your daughter, with his daughter? And every normal person, I don't speak of crazy people, will say, no, that is not right. You must remember this. Certain things common sense will tell you. Although common sense nowadays is not common, we know that, right? But you must, even he studies. So then I said, ask him, this priest here, this guy who's coming here, what answer he can give. He gave me such a look and he ran away from there. For buhit alladhi kafar, you see. Same thing happened in Newcastle one Sunday, I remember. I think I told you the story. So you must remember that I never had a bell there also. Because they keep on stealing, so I just left it, you understand? Like our year also, we don't have bell now. They stole too many bells. So, you must, New South Africa, Tata Zonke, just steal the whole time. So, anyway, you must remember that they came and they said they want to come down inside and they want to discuss. So, it was a male and a female, Sunday morning. I said, sit down. What you want to discuss? They said, justice. I said, very good. So before you start, so it will be fair to me, I'll bring in my Bible and I'm going to pose some questions to you. So then I opened the Bible, Ezekiel. Always remember that, Ezekiel. So Ezekiel, the adulterous sisters, two adulterous sisters. I said, you know this portion here, that Ahmed Didat took it to the South African Census Board under apartheid, you understood? And he removed all the numbers. And then the South African Census Board, which had two dominees, two predicants, two priests, on their board, but they didn't realize this is from the Bible, because they don't know how to buy-heart it. So they all agreed that this is pornography. So I said, now you read it to your girlfriend. Who's this? Is your wife? He said, no. I said, girlfriend. He felt embarrassed. I say, you want to speak about justice, but you're moving around with somebody else's daughter. She's your girlfriend or she's your mistress or what? And I said, read this here. They said, no, we'll come back. I said, no, sit, we got a lot of issues to discuss. I said, no, we'll come back later, you see. So all these characters, Jutlas, Jews, Hindus, Christians, Qadianis, Shias, whole lot, you must put them on the back foot. You must remember that. And that is how you win the battle. In English, they say, the best form of defense is attack. You must remember that. So we're not going to attack them physically, but we attack them academically. You must remember. From your own books, you must remember this kind of thing. Like today, I sent out something. In the Talmud, it said, if you lie against the Gentiles and Goyim, is 100% acceptable. So that's what they believe in. You must remember these type of things here. So now, if you discuss that, now take the Islamic version. We say Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. 43 times his name, Nami, Ismi Grami, is mentioned in the Noble Quran, right? And then we will say that, you must remember, chapter 71 is dedicated to him. In that time there, you must remember, for him and the prophets or whoever, to marry non-Muslims was permissible. So therefore, he married a non-Muslim lady. So it's not something desirable, but it was something permissible. So he got married to her. And then you must remember, Nuh alayhi salatu salam's non-Muslim wife, her name was Wahila. Wahila, with a ha. And Lut alayhi salatu salam's wife's name was Wa'ila, with a ain. So you must remember that. And if you want reference of this, open chapter 66 and verse number 10. So there Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of it. Chapter 66 verse 10. So now she gives birth to children. So one son's name is Ham, one son's name is Sam, one son's name is Yafith, and so forth. So Ham decides to go and settle, you must remember, there in Africa and what have you, intermarriages, dark complexion, like that. Sam decides to go to the Middle East and so forth and so on. So now you find the Arabs, you find the Jewish, you find the Syriac, you find all these type of people, right? So Sam, Semite, you got it now? And then you must remember Yafis. Yafis decides, me, I go to this other area where the fair-looking people are. You see, you go to Turkey, you go to Europe, you go. You know, Istanbul is the only city in the world that joins the two continents. You understand? If you go on the Bosphorus, and that you will see it very clearly. So this side here is Asia, that side there is Europe, and so forth. And you go into Europe, and that normally fake people. So that is what happened. So now, these Jutlas, Haramis, super terrorists, Khabis, we must call them, so they took 3 terms, and exclusively for themselves, Holocaust. But there were so many Holocausts. If you take their figure of 6 million, if you take what the colonial British did there in India, they murdered more than 6 million. If you look at what Stalin and them did in Russia and all that, it's more than 6 million. And the 6 million is the biggest lie. You must remember this type of things here. The truth is now there are 6 million plus Palestinians in the diaspora, outside Palestine, outside occupied Palestine, and we want they all must come back. You must remember that. Is their motherland, is their homeland. Nobody got the right. United Nations resolution is in their favor. Everybody got the right of Haqqul Awda, the right of return. It's Israel who puts their own laws to block it. No, they don't have the right and so forth. So that is the first thing, Holocaust. Second one, anti-Semite. So anti-Semite means anti-Arab also. Anti-Syriac also, but they made it exclusive for them. Whenever you put them in a corner, they will tell you and remind you about the Holocaust. We say the Holocaust can go to hell. You can quote me anywhere because you are lying regarding that, and that's exactly what Finkelstein said. That's exactly what Chomsky said, that you'll play the card of the Holocaust to make money out of it and to win the people's sympathy, empathy, and so forth. And these are all Jews. And then third one you must remember is they always want to play the victim. They'll say, oh, you know what happened on the 7th of October. But why you don't see the 75 years before that? What you did in that time, what you did in 67, what you did in Gaza, 16 years, 17 years, you put them in a concentration camp, in a prison. So what do you expect? So what they did is a natural response to your actions and so forth. So that is from where you get the term of anti-Semite, Sam, Sin, Alif, Mim. So Sam say Semite, and when you speak against them. So always remember these three things, Holocaust, anti-Semite, and playing the victim. This is an old trick of the Jutlas, Haramis. They are cursed nation, you must remember. Therefore, the Afrikaners, even under South African apartheid government, they hated the Jews. Afrikaans is a very beautiful language. It got disgraced because of apartheid. So they have wonderful sayings in Afrikaans. Je as nets were saying, nets was a Jood. You are so stingy, just like a Jew, you see. So that's a saying in Afrikaans. And then another saying, you must ask people who know good Afrikaans, maybe me, I make a little mistake also. And they say, a goeie Jood is a dooie Jood. A goeie Jood is a dooie Jood. A good Jew is a dead Jew, you see. So because they hated them so much, you must remember this type of things there. So that is how they operated. But they were whites, so therefore they used to get special benefits and so forth and so on. So that is what you must understand regarding Semite, anti-Semite and so forth.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Respected listeners, we return to this program. Mufti Sahab, the next question is, what is Zionism?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Palestinian Chronicle, Jazeera, 9 Palestinians were killed and dozens injured in an Israeli bombing that targeted the petrol station housing displaced people in central Gaza. So you can carry that in your news. In a letter, Al Jazeera to Secretary of State Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, U.S. Senator Debbie Stenner called for sending floating hospitals and medical material to help civilians in Gaza. So you can see a lot of things are happening there. Then this is very important. We must know what exactly is there. So this has been agreed from 1967. You have the Muslim Quarter, and then you have the Aqsa compound, and then smaller than that, you have the Jewish quarter, then you have the Armenian quarter and the Christian quarter. So it shows that the Muslims are supposed to still have the biggest portion, but with the Jutlas, Haramis, you know, that they just steal all the time and all these kind of things. And then here in the Haaretz, you must remember, here is 600, one critical in Jerusalem that I told you. Jerusalem checkpoint, gunmen came with intention of carrying out a massacre. The whole day they're massacring people and they're talking nonsense here. So you must remember, and to go into the hospital, all that is a war crime. And then to strip the patients or the medics and all that, all these are war crimes and so forth. So, but for themselves, they will try and legalize everything and so forth. Therefore, so now you find this guy, Osiril, is there in Qatar. So now they said that Israel must be charged, you understand, by the ICC for war crimes. But the whole thing is, South Africa will be in the front, but Qatar will have to pay for it, you know. So you know our guys always go cap in hand, you know, as beggars they go. Therefore, when you go as a beggar in hand, cap in hand, nobody will respect you. You must, because that's why the African countries, nobody wants to really see them. See, these guys will always come cap in hand, nigalo mali, you understand. So that's how they operate in this type of things. Okay, 3-4 questions here. What is Zionism? I told you before. So Sahyuniya got 4 aims. To steal Palestine, make it, you understand, into Israel. That happened in 48. To steal the capital and say eternal undivided capital. That happened in 67. Erase Israel, that is to larger Israel, steal all the land. They're making the statement already that the West Bank is theirs, Israel, Gaza is theirs, Lebanon is theirs, and they want to steal more and more and more. So that's what they want, you must remember this. And then the fourth one is to take Allah forbid Qubba to Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, demolish, abolish it, and then replace it with Haikale Suleimani. Then they will say mission accomplished. But it won't happen, inshallah, because our Palestinians know that we must give our life for Aqsa. You can be critical of the Palestinians, you can criticize them, but if you look at it and you remove our prejudice and biasness, not one Muslim nation, nor the Indians, nor Pakistanis, nor Afghanis, no one would stay there for 75 years beside the Palestinians to protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. Remember that. So for that alone, you have to give them some credit and say you'll stay there and remember this. That is a miracle, is a mu'jiza, is a karamat, you must remember that. That all the Anbiya came there at one time, and the reward for the Murabitin and the Ribat and so forth. So that is what gives them a lot of inspiration, motivation and so forth and so on. And the battle goes on, and we're going to win, obviously, because Quran said so. Chapter 17, verse 7, Haqa'ikul Qur'aniya hawla qadiyatil falastiniya. Regarding boycotts and so forth, so certain things are totally haram. That's our fatwa. For example, McDonald's and your KFC. So that every day, yeah, you have to abstain from it. You must remember. You will say the halal certificates are there. These halal certificates are not worth the paper on what is written. You must remember that. How many times? Yesterday also, I exposed it. Yesterday I sent it out, that thing. So about McDonald's and all, and that person. Best party. He saw my message, that Brother Imran. He sent me a long message today, but very good message. He said, me, I got my visa, everything. I'm going to Egypt. And from there, I made up my mind. I must get into Palestine, or I must get in somehow. And I'm going with this intention, Adamul Oda. I'm going to give my life, you see. So alhamdulillah, if you got that intention, you paid all your debts, you read all your salat and all that, you got no qadha, this, that, then it's mubarak to you, you understand? But other guys, you must. So when you have that zeal, enthusiasm, that walwala in Urdu, so then it's good, that shock for shahadat. But our guys, you must remember, eating McDonald's, eating haram the whole time and say jihad. So what jihad is that, you tell me? So you must remember. Can't wake up for Fajr Salat. So anyway, he sent me a very nice, because he heard I sent it out, you understand. I don't know him. Maybe we met somewhere, but you know how it is, that you meet 100 people one time on, you know, after the lectures and so forth. So anyway, that was what happened there. So that is one side. Second issue are, for example, this phones we got, or the laptop you got here, so Mozahid, or whatever. So maybe it is made in Israel, or maybe it got Israeli components and so forth, and parts and whatever you. So then we will say that's an ethical issue. If you stay away, very good, that's your taqwa, ihtiyat, precaution. But from fatwa point of view, you are using it and so forth. We won't say you're a sinner and so forth and so on. But that what is haram, like all this McDonald's, that 100% we will say you're a major sinner. And then you make istighfaf of it. You say, no, that does Maulana and does Mufti and does sinner. Similarly, you come now, we're coming now, November is already, you must remember, today is, what's the date, November now?
16th.
We already started the second part, you must remember, of it, and it's the second of Jumad al-Ula. So you must remember that. So now you come to December, people are booking and so forth. If you go for Umrah, most we will say we're discouraging it. But if you go for Umrah, husband, wife, or you, the lady, go with your brother, father, we will never say it's haram or not permissible or that. We will say it's permissible, but what was the better thing to do? So we will say it's better you shouldn't go. See, I want to explain to you South Africans something. I went 5 times with Allah's help. I still want to go one time. Inshallah, we die there or died in Medina Munawwara or Makkah, or first Medina, then Makkah, then Aqsa, anyone, inshallah. So we still want to go, not we don't want to go. But I want to explain to you one thing. Let's say South Africa and Israel cuts off ties completely. Just a one case scenario. Then you must remember, if you want to go to Aqsa as a South African, you will need a visa, and these Jute class won't give you a visa. So you must remember that. So while things are good now, you don't need visa now. So you just go there, they just stamp that card, they won't stamp your passport, and that they also know, and all these things here. So therefore, my advice to you, that people, you take for example, Suleiman or you or whatever, so you haven't been there, but you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, all that Medina Munawwara, so then go to Aqsa. Now in December time is an ideal time. The weather also is good. You must remember that. It's winter there, you understood. 4:30, this thing you must remember, is like Maghrib. And 6:30, the Masjid Aqsa is closed. You understand? We used to have 2 meals a day. We used to have breakfast and supper. Because days are very short, you must remember. 4:30, 4:45 is Maghrib, 6:30 is finished. They're already closing Aqsa and all that. Long, long nights, you must. So we used to have breakfast and supper, no time for lunch. We're going here, going here, going. And we used to keep our huzu from Zohar right till Isha. Because they take us every day different place. No hot water there, all cold water. You understand? I'm speaking of 92, now how many years? 30 years ago, so you must remember that. So anyway, now maybe things have improved, but anyway, the point I'm making here is this. So why, if you're still making istikhara and thinking, why don't you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak while you still can? And you take your children with. Why I emphasize this point? Let's be honest about it. Our children are spoiled brats. Let me. They make wasted crying little bit. The parents give in. Whether it's halal, haram. So you must show them. These are also children. These are also children who have hopes, who have aspirations. And what things they have to overcome. And yet they're studying, somebody is becoming a hafiz, somebody becoming a doctor, somebody becoming a lawyer, somebody is this, somebody is this. So you must remember these type of things here. So in life, when you see this here, then you will start appreciating things that we just take for granted. See now, we got load shedding. We never expected this 20, 30 years ago. We got water shedding. We never expected these things here. Yeah. You got a bunch of crooks running the country, right? We all know that. So you never expected all these type of things. Yeah, nothing seems to work. You must remember properly. So that is how you start looking. That these people, yeah, if they get power, they get power 1 hour a day. In normal circumstances. Or 2 hours a day, and so forth. And go to the Darul Aitam, what we call Yatim Khana and orphanage, and just go and see the children. And look at them. Sometimes to look at them in the eyes is very difficult. Because you yourself, I used to cry so many times. So because when you see the sadness in the children's eyes, So because somebody's father is gone, somebody's mother is gone, sometimes both are gone, you know. No, my father got shot, my father is in jail, he passed away there, tortured, mother was taken away, and so many, many incidents. So you see, when it comes to jutlas and haramis, so this guy is killed, that guy is killed, we say, good riddance, harami, go straight to hell. So that's why we say, alhamdulillah. But when it comes to Palestinians, then you must remember the name, all that is not important, it's just a statistic. As far as the Western media and the Jewish law, 1,000 killed, 2,000 killed, 3,000 killed. So you're just a statistic. So therefore, the children, they write their names there on their legs and that. So remember, I'm this person here if I get martyred and so forth. So you need to understand all these type of issues as well. Just today, somebody asked me, I don't understand, but what about ghusl and janaza? There's no ghusl, there's no janaza. These are 100% shuhada. They get bombed, they get shot and all that. And that is verdict of majority scholars, Maliki, Shafis, Hanbalis. Hanafis also say there's no ghusl. Hanafis say there is salatul janaza, but majority don't agree with that. In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, so many times burial took place, there was no janaza. So therefore, majority scholars took that. Hanafi say there was janaza for Sayyidina Hamza. So you can say khususiyat, whatever. Anyway, it's an academic discussion. But you should know all these type of issues as well from a Muslim perspective, you know. And that's very important, yeah. So that is our stance regarding Umrah, Nafil Hajj. Instead of wasting your money, you understand, for that, and you haven't been to Aqsa, go to Aqsa, take your family, your friends, take million rand each, whatever you allowed, you understand, and take that money, go give it to these poor people, and so forth. Dil se dua niklega. So you go for Umrah, what you do? You make one Umrah, you make this. Three quarter of the time, you're not making tawaf of Baytullah, they're making tawaf of the malls. They're making tawaf of Dawood Mota. You know Dawood Mota, bin Dawood. So yesterday I was there in Darum Zakaria, so you must remember that. I must tell you another story, so quickly. So I was Darum Zakaria, so the word Muhassab came, you know. So one place, Muhassab. So if you go to Muhassab today, if somebody asks you, where's Muhassab? When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his Hajj Mubarak, now they had to leave. So if you go to Aziziya, and there the bin Dawood is there, Dawood Mota. That Dawood Mota, the branch is called bin Dawood Shisha. Shisha is their hookah business. That area there is Muhassab. You understand? So in that area, from somewhere there, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. So we also leave from there nowadays, after Hajj. Understood. So you must remember this time. There's a different thing. Our people 90% are unaware of it. You understand? They're interested in shopping, what they worried about, all this. But from academic point of view, we should know these type of things. Yeah. So yesterday was a student of mine. This is like your story, Mona Zahid. So mashallah, his wife gave birth, one daughter, second daughter, now third daughter. So I asked him, what's first one name? He said, Nuha. Nuha. I said, very good. I asked, what's second one's name? He said, Hud. Huda. So he said, what you think is the third one? I said, Lut. Luta. You know? He said, no. I can't give that name. So I asked him, why? He said, you know, when we were in school, then we had that young girl there, little Lota. So everybody will call her fat one, you know. So they'll call her little Lota. Or if it's other guys, they will say, hey, she hit the lotto. You understood? So the Luta is out of the question, you see. So I said, okay, yes, 100 names, you choose whatever you want to. Then I sent him the 100 names. So like that it is, you must remember this kind of things here. So that whole thing boils down to an ethical issue. You must remember that. Istafti nafsak, istafti qalbak. Ask your heart.
Mufti Sahab, inshallah Hamas does gain victory. But what happens then? Because the whole area, the open air prison is in total, it's brought down to the ruins. So what happens next then?
Remember, Qatar and all of them said, Qatar, Kuwait, all of them, they're on board. They say, we'll reconstruct the whole thing. So you must remember that. Things won't be the same, that's for sure. So you must remember that there will be many, many changes, because now Hamas brought back the whole Palestinian issue back in the mainstream. Where's the Palestinian state? So maybe it will lead to a Palestinian state. And the Jutla say there will be no military. All day they can go to hell. There has to be military and all these type of things there. Because they themselves know that they can't leave it like this. That if you delay it like this, there will be another war. You understand what they call a war? So anyway, you must remember that things won't stay like this. But the reconstruction, in 1 year, these guys can do it. You must remember that. They know all this. They get the best guys to do it. 1-2 years, they'll build the whole thing up. You must remember that. So that, you know, that. But and this time, there'll be a lot of sympathy. So all the countries, we ourselves will try and help. And so our $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever it is. So that they will do. But the thing is this, that what's going to happen in Israel? So Israel is heading for a civil war. So then, after the civil war, inshallah, this is this. I didn't read any kitab or whatever, and we can't stipulate a time. But once they are very, very weak, inshallah, Hazrat Mahdi comes, the Saudi regime falls, and then that is the start of the new empire, the Muslim empire once again, and so forth. You see, all these countries, they're all shaking already. You must remember this type of thing. Because they just need one war and they fled. Saudi Arabia, you just attack their water, finish. They don't have water. No brains they got, you understand? So, mafi mukh. You know the first thing you learn in Saudi is mafi mukh. Saudis don't have brains. They're donkeys they are, you understand? So, you just attack their water facilities, finish they are. So, you must remember. That's what Iran tells them. We can finish you up in 1 week. You understood? And this type of thing. So, that is how easy it is. Then, you know this, Dubai and all these artificial states, you understand? In 1 week job, they can be cleaned up and all these type of things. So, that is how it is, you must remember. So, Dago is very, it's not a big worry. That. So the biggest thing is we must pray ba'asuhum bainahum shadid tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubun shatta. There must be a civil war in Israel. Let Jutla murder Jutla, kill Jutla, and we must be the spectators. That it will be the best thing for the Ummah, and it's heading in that direction. Even today the paper got it. So they said they'd take out guns. Guns is the Minister of Defense, and then the whole government will collapse, and then there will be big problems there and this type of things. It's not Netanyahu keeping together. Netanyahu is finished. That this guy is keeping it together a little bit, you must remember. But it's just a marriage of convenience. And you know, marriage of convenience does not last long. So therefore, we should be very clear on this type of issues as well. That inshallah, Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy them. So I told you before, this whole battle took place. Why? لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So Almighty Allah is showing us who is the pure one and who is the khabith. So Saudi Arabia proved the khabith. United Arab Emirates showed the khabith. The Pharaoh Sisi showed his khabith. The kings of Bahrain and Jordan showed the khabith. So yeah, like that it is. So Allah in his, we can't understand that, but that is what it looks like to go in that direction. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. شكرا يا ربي شكرا.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.